With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Travel has become a way of life for many Americans, and there are lots of travel guides to help them. Some of the big ones include the Steve Birnbaum Guides, Mobile, Michelin, Fielding, Frommer, and Fodor. Michael Springer, editorial director of the Fodor Guides, says travel books go back further than you might think.
There were guides to the Roman catacombs in the 9th century, which the first pilgrims were taking with them. I suppose you can argue that the Odyssey was a travel book for sailors.
Michael Springer says many guides, such as Mobile, are essentially lists of sites and accommodations.
There is a need for comprehensive lists, but the traveler today is overwhelmed by how much is available and needs somebody with good taste to tell him the good from the bad.
The Fodor guides, which have undergone a major facelift since they were acquired by Random House, combine computer-generated maps, reviews of restaurants and rooms, and travel essays by well-known writers.
The essays in the New Alaska book, for instance, has a Michener essay and a John McPhee piece, trying to get beyond the notion that travel writing is hack writing.
Michael Springer describes the new Fodor guides, 140 of them to places all over the world, as honest and candid.
And people don't go to a travel guide for promotional fluff. If they want a brochure, they'll go to a travel agency. They want a critical appraisal of what a place does or doesn't have to offer.
Michael Springer, editorial director of the Fodor Travel Guides. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Eugene Fodor, sometimes called the father of the American travel guide, published his first book in Europe well more than 50 years ago. Random House, which acquired the guides, has started a 3-year program to rewrite, reformat, and redesign all 140 books, which are updated annually. Michael Springer is editorial director of Fodor's Guides.
What they've done, which no other guides do, is combine service material that you will use as you're walking around a town with lots of background information, essays, essentially a good read.
Springer and his staff of 24 have hired 300 freelance writers around the world who write about their areas and has put them on notice to keep their personal preferences on hold.
If you like the predictability and cleanliness of a motel, the Holiday Inn is great. If you like something that's softened by age and with lots of character, stay in a country inn, but leaving the final decision up to the reader.
And Michael Springer says the writers check and then double or triple check the accommodations they list.
What happens often is that a hotel manager will try and pass off the standard double as the honeymoon suite.
And to avoid confusion, the Fodor's guides avoid listing specific prices for meals and rooms.
What we've done is develop a formula with categories from inexpensive to moderate to very expensive.
While Fodor is among the leaders in the field, it won't hurt the traveler going to a specific destination to buy a Birnbaum or a Frommer or a Fielding or a Michelin guide as well to get a consensus about what's best in sights, rooms, and meals. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.